You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Stephen Bosch, President and Managing Partner of Brand Truth Marketplace Intelligence Services. Brand Truth is a management consultancy research firm that advises executive and or director levels of larger brands. The firm provides unique marketplace intelligence to managers responsible for large spends, expenditures, and in support of marketing their brands. Brand Truth became an insurance policy of sorts and aid in fortifying current insights while mitigating exposure to the unknown. Stephen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So for the benefit of our listeners, tell us more about Brand Truth.
Well, Brand Truth is a, you don't, it's a great name, Brand Truth, but you obviously most of the time don't know who we are, but you know who our clients are. We do business with large brand marketers, Coca-Cola, Hewlett-Packard, Nintendo, Apple, Nike, Hallmark, just to list a few. These brands have access to really the best of the best in terms of research companies that provide traditional research and really information systems that are automated. They use Brand Truth because we have a unique and powerful methodology that allows us to provide information that can only be captured by being in the trenches. We call it ground truth. But in essence, 98% of the work we do is in the store. And some of it is not, some of the research isn't even connected with the store. It's about customer lifestyle and so forth. But a lot of it is about how do you capture mind share? How do you optimize purchase conversion?
Brand Truth provides real-time feedback from consumers, including valuable information companies that you can use for marketing, product development, and other issues. Why is this feedback so important?
Yeah, what happens is that we provide information to these big brands that really the brand is at risk all the time, of course, out there in the field. They have these automated systems. They have traditional research focus groups. Shop-alongs, all kinds of intercept methodologies. What Brand Truth does is we go into space in real time, and we engage people when they really don't, their hair is down. They don't really know that they're being engaged. And what happens in, as part of that, and a huge part of it is just observation, just watching people in the store. But we provide information to the brands on what they missed, if that makes sense. We give them the information they cannot get in any other way except if they cloned themselves and got into the store. We provide information sets really for decision makers, all the way from the executive committee and the CEO down through the director levels. And the idea is to basically inform them on what's going on regarding the optimization of their situation. So, in other words, what happens with them is they get information, they try to figure, they have sort of this landscape of investment or spend in terms of go-to-market. And what Brand Truth does is we tell them what parts of that landscape of spend actually worked and what parts didn't. When they have great success, often they don't really understand the depth of why they succeeded. When they fail, they don't understand why they failed. Brand Truth is there telling them, hey, this is what you missed. A customer, this is why customers didn't buy the product. This is what they bought instead. And in essence, the idea is to inform them from A to Z what they need to know to optimize their revenue and also their ROI on their go-to-market initiatives.
If you would, tell us more about the necessity of this very concept, the idea of Brand Truth, where the consumer in real time is a source of information and intelligence.
Yeah, what happens is we're dealing with sort of the human condition. So if you look at traditional methods of research, they're fraught with danger in the sense that all of us, you and I and every human being on the planet, we have a tendency to not really understand why we even make decisions that we do. We don't really understand how important the subconscious is. When we're asked a question straight out by a researcher, all of a sudden we may mess up the answer. We actually have to think about who they are and what they're asking, and then we sort of present, you might say, an answer. What happens with brand truth is that we're dealing with customers in real time when they don't really know that they're being engaged. They don't know they're being interviewed. So we kind of, in a sense, dip into the subconscious position. We try to actually get to why they do what they do before they know they're being asked about it, if that makes sense.
Good stuff. Today we're joined by Stephen Bosch, President and Managing Partner of Brand Truth Marketplace Intelligence Services here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Why should companies pay more attention to this issue of near-instant consumer feedback, and how can businesses apply this material to more successfully reach their core constituents?
The fact is that Brand Truth is... we are not birthed in traditional research. We have branding and sales and marketing backgrounds. When I started the company 10 years ago plus, I came from the direction of what assumption sets do executives have and decision makers have in large brands about what's going on with their customer and with their product, and how can I validate some of those assumptions and then in some cases throw them out and provide new information about the falsity of some assumption sets. Basically, we never thought about research. All we thought about was, I'm an executive, I need to know what's going on with this product, and I need to know fast what's going on, and I need to know how people feel about my brand and my initiative. And I'm getting information from the field that is, you know, potentially biased. I have a, sort of a shotgun, unsystematic information set that's coming back to me, and I have traditional research resources. So Brand Truth kind of came into play thinking, hey, we don't know anything about research. We don't know anything about research teams. I know nothing about, you know, the science of research. What I know is that if you go out there and you talk to hundreds of customers and you observe hundreds of customers, you know, how they interact with space and how they, some elements, some visual elements capture mindshare and some don't, and you watch them and you watch them make decisions about brands and purchasing, all of a sudden you report that quickly, you tell that decision maker what's going on within a couple of weeks of being in the field, and they are well informed and often timing-wise, way in advance of traditional research resources.
What kind of information is most insightful from the consumer about various brands or retailers? In other words, what do you look for when speaking with consumers?
You know, it's funny. It's a natural elicitation methodology. It's memorized scripts. We record the information immediately that they tell us. But in essence, we try to get the shopper to volunteer their position. In other words, if they're standing in front of a product, we basically approach them as a fellow shopper most of the time, and we almost put our palm up and try to give them a chance to volunteer what they're looking at, and they will you know, sort of project out exactly what they're thinking. Hey, you know what? I like this product because of price. And what happens is you have big buckets of purchase motivation: price, brand, function. Those are three big buckets, and they'll reveal immediately why they're actually considering that product. Is it brand? They'll tell you, hey, I love HP. I've had it in the past, and it was very dependable, and finally it went out. It was 4 years old, and I'm just here because I've got to get a new printer and I've got to get a project done. Or, you know, they'll say to you, you know what, I've, um, I, I've, I bought expensive product, and I found that it wasn't that great, and now I'm back here looking at Columbia and wondering why I'm paying more for great quality product. So you, all of a sudden, okay, wait a minute, that's about brand. So the second one's about brand, the first one's about brand, or someone will just say something about price. Hey, no, it's the cheapest thing here. So you have this sort of, if you were in a formal research situation and you asked that customer why they were looking at it and they knew you were interviewing them and they knew you were a researcher, who knows what they might say. If price is the major motivator for buying that product, they might not want to reveal that. They might, you know, somehow feel like you'll think that they are not doing well economically. They don't have very much disposable income. So they'll come up with some other reason why they're buying. But if you're a fellow shopper and you ask them and you don't say much and you allow them to reveal why they're looking at the brand and why they're considering purchasing it and why they're going to purchase it, they will actually tell you the truth before they even know that they're saying it, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. I like that approach. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Brand Truth online.
Yeah, so Brand Truth is a small company. We do high-quality, involved management sort of approaches for big brands. In other words, we're not out there trying to capture every brand that's on the planet. We do business with the biggest brands that have the most exposure and the most at risk in terms of not understanding why people buy and why they don't buy. But we are online at brandtruth.com and brandtruth.net, and we will we will engage anyone that wants to do business with us to try to figure out whether or not we're the right fit for them.
Certainly been good to catch up with you today. He and very helpful and informative information. He is Stephen Bosch, President and Managing Partner of Brand Truth Marketplace Intelligence Services. Brand Truth is a management consultancy research firm that advises executive and or director levels of large brands. The firm provides unique marketplace intelligence to managers responsible for large spends, expenditures, and support of marketing their brands. And the website of reference, once again, is brandtruth.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.